Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A few years back, I decided to move out of my mother's house. I had a girlfriend at the time, and eventually she moved in with me. We were both 19, and we were still in the honeymoon phase of our relationship. Where we lived was pretty small and only had a few restaurants. And the other thing was, we were introverts, so we liked staying in our apartment. Being that we always stayed in our apartment and lived in a small town, we always ordered DoorDash from the same places. We didn't have many choices. One night we were in bed and I was feeling a little frisky. I turned on a Nightmare Files YouTube video because his voice usually gets her in the mood. So that's exactly what happened, like clockwork. I turned on one of his videos and she was all over me. Anyway, we were hungry and I ordered some food on DoorDash. While waiting for our food, my girlfriend fell asleep. She was worn out. There was a Wingstop near our place and I would always order from there. It was always the same Dasher every time. So there was some trust there. In the delivery instructions, I put the code to get in the building. I picked the option where it cost more to get there quicker, but 30 minutes went by and still nothing. I was already notified that my food was picked up about 15 minutes ago. But then I noticed that the delivery driver was right by my apartment building on the DoorDash map and has been there for about 8 minutes already. I looked outside my third story window. Then I saw the same car that always delivers here. The lights were on and the car was running. I went to my bathroom real quick and all of a sudden, I heard my buzzer go off as if someone was at the front door downstairs and wants to get in. That's weird because the only person I was expecting was the DoorDasher and he has the code. I walked to the intercom and I said, hello? Can I help you?
Yeah, it's your DoorDasher. And I got jumped by some guy. He took my phone and the screen was unlocked. So at this time, you should maybe call the cops. He's on his way up to your apartment.
I buzzed the actual Dasher up and as he was saying that, there was a knock at my door. All I heard after this was,
hey, it's your DoorDasher. I have your order.
I didn't say anything. Then another knock. I told him just leave it and then he said,
nah, I can wait. The people around here look pretty sketchy.
I then told him it's okay and I'm not dressed. I told him to leave after that. Then there was a pause.
So, what exactly are you wearing?
And the guy started messing with the door handle trying to get in. I had a complete brain fart. I forgot to call the cops. At the same time, my girlfriend is limping out of our room, asking what was going on. Then I heard tussling and fighting outside our apartment door. I told her to go in our room and call the cops. I opened the door and the DoorDash guy was getting choked and beat up on the ground by the crazy guy. So I did what anyone else would do in the situation. I closed the door and I ran back in the apartment. That dude was so big. There was no need for both of us to get beat up or killed, so I'm good. I heard the fighting stop and then there were more knocks at the door.
Hey, it's your DoorDasher. I have your order.
I thought to myself that this guy was out of his freaking mind. My girlfriend yelled from the other room that the police should be here soon. I looked out of my peephole as we were waiting, and the guy was just standing there, while the real DoorDash guy was laid out on the floor. The cops got there pretty quick and arrested the guy. When they got there, the DoorDash guy stood up and he told them what happened. So when he pulled up, he was updating something in his phone for DoorDash. As he stood outside of his car, all of a sudden, Some guy came out of nowhere and smacked him a few times, then he punched him and knocked him out. He took his phone and the food and went to the apartment. I don't know who that guy was and why he chose us, but I'm glad that DoorDasher warned us. I've never had anything like this happen to me before, so I'm not sure if perhaps I'm overthinking it. I'm a relatively short girl, which is why I didn't even want to go outside and see if it was just a matter of the guy wanting to personally hand over the food. So yesterday at around 5 a.m., my friend had ordered me some DoorDash. We always put the leave at the door option, especially when it's in the morning, so it just turns into a matter of waiting for the Dasher to leave. However, the guy I got yesterday scared the hell out of me. We had gotten a DoorDash notification that the food was dropped off, ready for pickup. I didn't notice until later, but there was no picture. I was just about to walk out, but before I opened the door, I looked out the window when I noticed that he was just standing there, not on his phone, not trying to see if he was at the right house. Nothing. No kind of movement, just standing there. I was a bit confused, so I told my friend. I asked if she had put the leave at the door option, and she said she had. So I waited a bit before she decided to call and remind him to just leave it at the door. I can see his phone lighting up, but he never answered. He ignored every call and every text. He even answered once and immediately hung up on her. It wasn't even a matter of stealing my food. If that was the case, he would have just drove off with it. He spent a while waiting and at one point almost went out when I no longer saw him. But I realized that he was just standing behind one of the bushes. Then he just sat in his car across the street, waiting. He hadn't even left the food at the fence. He just took it with him and he waited in his car. He even drove off angrily, almost like he was upset that I didn't go out to see. So when he drove off, that was around the same time that he hung up on my friend. And all the times that he waited, you know, outside the fence, behind the bush, and at his car, it lasted around 10 to 15 minutes each. I had no doubt that this guy was up to something. He was a little weird. Then that was confirmed a few days later when I saw that a DoorDash driver tried kidnapping a little girl when she came out to get her food. And it was that same guy. Not gonna lie, that was one of the weirdest nights of my life. This happened about a year and a half ago. I was at work, you know, night shift, a little past midnight, and I ordered some DoorDash for myself and my supervisor, since it was her birthday. I was happy to see that I had the same driver as last time, as I work in a small building among other identical buildings with a convoluted road system in between them all. It can be a little confusing to someone not used to it. I had been watching the map and went outside when I saw that he was close. I stood under a cluster of bright lights in our parking lot, wearing neon yellow. You couldn't miss me. I immediately get a call from my driver asking me to come to him. I look around and I don't see anyone until I walk a couple yards to the center of the lot. He's sitting on the side of my building by the dumpster where there's no light. He also has his lights off. I'm thinking, what the hell, dude? I start waving my arms and telling him I'm in front of the building. And he's on the side. He hangs up and just chills there for a minute. At this point, I'm really annoyed because our food is getting cold and this guy delivered to me before in the same exact spot a week before. Finally, he turns his lights on and comes over to me. As soon as he pulls up, he's speaking another language into his phone, which then translates in English. Something like, "Hello, I'm practicing English. I need new friends. Will you be my friend?" And then he puts the phone toward me. I feel like I'm speaking to a child and I just say, Oh, that's a cool app. And I look at him, just waiting. We just stared at each other for a few seconds. Keep speaking into the app about needing friends, and I tell him that my supervisor is waiting for me. And I reach my hand out for the food. So when he reaches out, he actually touches my hand and then asks for my number, but he tugged on me slightly. At this point, the fact that he had tried to get me in the dark, plus his persistence, turned my growing annoyance into fear. I tell him I need the food, and he asked me to get in his car in perfect English. Thank the Lord that at this moment, someone in my sister building comes out and makes their way over to the lot. He finally gives me my food and scurries off, which freaked me out. Why, after all of that, would he speed off at the sight of another person? And how did he just learn English that quick? First, he wasn't speaking it clearly, but then out of nowhere, he spoke it very well. Clearly, his intentions were not good. I reported all of this to DoorDash at the time, as well as my local police and social media. And it turns out that he's done this to someone before who lives about 2 miles away from me. She had also ordered late night, and he apparently asked her if she lived alone and if they could hang out while holding her food hostage. DoorDash assured me they deactivated him, but his boldness plus the fact that he seems to only drive late at night makes me think he does this a lot and has probably already assaulted someone. Again, I'm just glad that other person walked out of that building next to ours.
Files.